Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Guys, I don't know if you heard this in the news, but this is really, and all you can say is just wow.
Really?
But a huge sinkhole in Florida and Tampa opened up, not just underneath someone's house, but underneath someone's bedroom.
What?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Jeff Bush, yes. This is what his brother Jeremy says. He says, I heard a loud crash like a car coming through the house, and I heard my brother screaming, and I ran back there, and I tried going inside his room.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about his wife, I guess, or girlfriend. She turned the light on, and all I was able to see was this big hole, a real big hole. And all I saw was his mattress.
Oh, my goodness.
He rushed into the hole with a shovel and tried to desperately move the rubble until the police arrived. And this poor man, his name is Jeff Bush, they say he's presumed to be dead.
What?
The hole was 20 feet. 20 feet wide.
Wow.
Was the opening. And I believe it went down 40 feet deep.
Oh my goodness!
And I think about who would think, although that area they say it has sinkholes and the ground just kind of just opens up underneath there.
Mm-hmm.
They've seen it in roads. Normally they say that you can kind of tell when it's about to happen. There's different shiftings and stuff like that. But they've never. One of the men they were interviewing, who the engineering in that area of Tampa, says we've never heard mm-hmm. of one opening underneath a house, much less someone's room.
Right.
Think about a bedroom. And instantly what I thought about is that this man, he was sitting in this room, maybe laying in his bed. At one point, they say when the police arrived at 11, that all they were able to see was a TV in the bottom of the hole. And he's just there. And all of a sudden, he's no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, I've talked to folks about God, and then say, listen, God can come back at any moment. You have the rapture, and where are you with God? Let me tell you something. You could be sitting in your room, and the earth could open up. I mean, the
no
last
doubt.
Thing he thought that the earth is going to open up.
Well, think about it. And then what happened with the Israelites and Moses? I mean,
yeah. Korah's rebellion. I mean,
God had enough of that foolishness.
Yeah. But we're not saying this is, happened with him, but at the same time too, so many people are so quick to write off things like this that happen and say, well, God can't be involved, but
mm-hmm.
but the idea here is that you never know when it's going to be your last second, your last moment. Believe you me, straight, he never thought that the earth would open up and he would be gone. We can't be so prideful to think that we don't, that, we're going to be okay and that we're going to live to 100, right? Everyone believes they'll live to 100, and that everything's going to be just hunky-dory. And when I'm ready, I will give it my life to the Lord, and I can turn around and listen. You never know when it's going to be your last day. You can avoid tomorrow's regrets today by saying, I'm going to get right with God. I'm going to get right with God, and I'm going to do that today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.